The Justice Department made a bold move this morning to block a proposed $11 billion merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways that would have created the world's largest airline. Federal opposition to the deal could upend American Airlines' plan to emerge from its 2011 bankruptcy. The merger was a main component of that plan. Seth Kaplan, analyst with the independent industry news site Airline Weekly, is with us. And Seth, were analysts expecting this lawsuit, or does it come as a surprise?
It's rather a surprise, Magna. Maybe not a shock, because certainly there is a process, and this was a possibility among many possibilities. But the smart money was more on the government maybe objecting to certain elements of the merger, maybe requiring certain of what you call carve-outs or concessions, giving up a few things here and there. But trying to block it as they're doing, not many of us were betting on this.
Interesting. So Attorney General Eric Holder says that the merger would mean fewer choices and higher prices for consumers, because it would essentially lead to, what, four airlines controlling over 80% of the U.S. market? And nevertheless, the European Union has approved the merger. So what's the Justice Department saying, you know, today?
Yeah, interesting there, because Europe is, if anything, a lot of times more skeptical of these kinds of transactions. But, of course, very different from them in this sense, because this just isn't as important to Europe. These are not European airlines. These are airlines that serve transatlantic routes out of Europe, whereas they're airlines that cover most of the United States. The Justice Department doesn't seem to be distinguishing all that much between other mergers that have been approved and this merger. Rather, it's simply saying, look, this completes consolidation. You're not going to have this other independent U.S. Airways out there competing. And basically, because these airlines are the third man on the pile, so to speak, they're not going to get the football.
Yeah, so that's really interesting, because I read that American Airlines and U.S. Airways compete right now directly on 1,000 routes in the United States. But I got to ask, like, the Justice Department has approved mergers of airlines, big ones, in the past several years. What makes this one any different?
Yeah, what makes it different is mostly that it's the last one. Delta and Northwest approved. That was under the Bush administration. Perhaps that could be seen as somewhat of a difference there. But United Continental under Obama, not all that different from this merger. The difference here is simply that those other mergers have happened. And yes, it's true, there will be less choice than there was several years ago. On the other hand, there's also more stability. That's good for airline employees. The point about the employees is an interesting one, because in the old days, labor unions used to oppose mergers. And so for a Democratic administration, it might have been a relatively easy position to take, that, look, we're doing this for consumers and for workers. But in this case, you have the unions actually supporting the merger. So you have the Justice Department under Obama basically taking the side of consumers, who make up part of its constituency, certainly, over the side of unions, who are also typically supportive of the administration. So it's a line they have to walk here that they might not have had to walk some years ago, when the unions would have been all for what they're doing.
Interesting. So on the consumer side of things, the airlines themselves have been arguing that this merger would not result in higher fares or fewer choices. But on the other hand, with each previous airline merger, haven't we seen exactly that? Just ticket prices just go up.
Tickets are certainly more expensive now than they were a few years ago. They're still a good deal in historical terms when you adjust for inflation. We're paying less now than we were decades ago, but we are paying more now than we were just a few years ago. There are several reasons for that. Certainly as the economy improves, high fuel prices in recent years, airlines doing their best to pass that along. But there's no question that consolidation has been a part of that. Yes. An important thing, though, is that this still is a very dynamic marketplace. I mean, this is still a rather competitive industry. You still have oftentimes more choices of airlines than you have choices of other things in your life. And whenever fares get too high, you often have another competitor come in, a Spirit Airlines, let's say, which is growing very rapidly. Once fares get to a certain level, it does leave room for somebody else to undercut those major airlines.
Well, Seth Kaplan, analyst with the independent industry news site Airline Weekly, thanks so much.
Thank you.